Today, we have two very special guests on our program, introducing Lem and Lime.
Hello.
For Starry Lemon Lime Soda.
Thanks for having us.
What is Starry Lemon Lime Soda?
It's a crisp, clear burst of lemon lime flavor, and it's caffeine-free.
Between us, one of you must be a little more important to Starry than the other. Who is it?
We're both important.
So we could just as easily be Starry Lime Lemon Soda.
No, that doesn't sound right.
Oh, I like it.
So you saying hip-hop could be hop-hip?
Works for me.
Starry Lemon Lime Soda. Starry hits different.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, we'll be hearing some general election analysis from Ivan Yates in a little while, but now Josh Crosby is continuing his tour of the country, meeting with the electorate to find out what they want to see prioritised. And today he brings us a report from the rebel county of Cork.
I feel, honestly, talking to people the past few days, right? I don't know what's happened in Cork City. It's just been left. It's fallen apart. It's not our city anymore, you know. You go into town now, I know now there's homeless and whatever, but the city's just gone to rack and ruin. The shop's closing down. It's not the city that was ours, you know. And I hope that they'll just do something about it.
I spoke to a man a long, long time ago, right? And what he said to me, about all politicians, every one of them, the lowest form of vermin ever to inhabit the earth. And I totally agree with him. I voted all my life, never again. None of them.
You're not going to bother going to the polls at all?
No, I'm going to spoil my vote. I wouldn't give a vote to any of them. None of them.
What will you write in the ballot paper? If you can use radio-friendly language.
Egomaniacs. On a power trip, that's it.
Things are a-changing in Cork, from extra doll seats to high-profile TDs stepping down. Residents here in Ireland's fastest-growing city are particularly frustrated about one issue.
The housing crisis, because I'm 28, had to move back in with my parents a few years ago, and still, there's nothing, you know? It's hard to move out, especially if you want to do it like independently without sharing place, it's impossible.
And is this in Cork? You're looking around in Cork?
Yeah, definitely in Cork.
And just nothing within the budget?
I'm on disability as it is, so that's not really a lot of money to start with, but my God, even just trying to find places that aren't doing enough to, like, for a grand, it's ridiculous. It sucks, like, how are adults supposed to actually live? I'm not the only person of mine who's had to, like, move back in with their parents at this age as well, and it's kind of ridiculous.
What are some of the issues on your mind that you want to see addressed?
Housing, most definitely. We're private renting 14 years. We're still on the list, still waiting. They're classing us as house because we're private renting. We've a roof over our heads. But being realistic, that means nothing.
So 14 years on the housing
14
list?
14 years on the housing list.
Any offers at all?
No, never, not once, no.
And it's yourself and?
It's myself and my son. I'm a single mother and we're still waiting.
Because you're in the private sector, you don't know if your landlord's going to come turn around one day.
This is the thing, like, that's what you're constantly in fear of. And twice, actually, over the last 14 years, we've had that circumstances happening where the landlord was selling and weren't considering to sell to the council.
So when they come knocking on your door now looking for a vote, what will you be saying to them?
Yeah, you know exactly what I'd be telling them.
It's not just housing though, as the cost of living and employment conditions are front and centre of people's minds as they head to the polls on the 29th.
I suppose for me it's kind of the cost of living really would be the main one, because for me, being a single parent and living on my own and a working person as well, it seems that, like, I feel like the government incentivise you not to work, you know, for the average person on an average wage. I'm not in receipt of the benefits that other people might get, so it feels like whether it be the cost of gas or electricity, even rent to a degree.
And as a single parent, how do you manage childcare then? Or like, have you
it's almost impossible. So like for me, I'm very lucky in the fact that I have, you know, jobs where I can be flexible, you know, a lot of remote work and stuff. Whereas if I had to kind of show up on site regularly, you know, 5 days a week, a regular 9 to 5, I wouldn't be able to. Put it this way, right? It seems like if someone was 18 now coming to me and asking, you know, how to plan out a future, I'd nearly tell people, don't work for a while. You know, you're going to be offered everything for a few years. You'll be put on the council list. You'll probably get priority for HAP. Whereas for, you know, I feel like the middle class in Ireland doesn't exist. You know, it's almost like you're punished.
When the candidates come knocking on your door, what are you going to be saying to them?
Well, if I'm to be honest, I feel like no matter who you vote for, we have no opposition.
I'd like to see education prioritised in our country at the moment. I think there's a lot of changes coming in and I feel like teachers aren't actually being informed about what those changes are. I'd also like to be able to afford a house in the next couple of years, and at the moment I'm renting and it just doesn't seem possible. I'm lucky to be renting. I'm lucky that my rent is cheap enough for Cork City. But, like, I have finding it very hard to save and trying to prioritise that, whereas my parents were moved into a house when they were, by the time they were 24.
So as a teacher, when you say kind of changes in the models that are being introduced, you think there should be more consultation there with those who have to deliver it?
I think there needs to be more training and there needs to be more consultation for those that have to deliver it. I think schools are under enough pressure as it is at the moment, and then off the back of it happened last week with Fine Gael and the comments that were made, I just think there's a lot of like negative perspectives given to the teachers at the moment, and like we are doing our best in what we're given.
For those doing business in Cork, the same pressures are being felt here as they are on every high street. Dave O'Brien is the Vice President of the Cork Business Association.
It's difficult in certain sectors, the hospitality sector being one, and the big thing that we're seeing, what we've brought up with government ministers, is the cost of doing business, and that is something that we are pushing in this election for that to be improved and for better options to be given to small businesses in Cork. And it's very difficult now for a small business to exist while making a profit, to make it worthwhile for them to do it.
Cork City was praised for its approach to outdoor dining. I suppose the grants, did that give a sense of satisfaction in the business community to what the government was doing in terms of funding there throughout COVID, or have other measures made some people still a bit uncertain as we head into this election?
I think the funding during COVID was brilliant for businesses, and it allowed businesses to continue on. Outside dining was excellent, especially in the Cork City area. But unfortunately, one-off grants aren't enough for businesses to keep on going. So what we need is measures, long-term measures, that we know and businesses know that they can rely on going forward, and it's not something that every year they're waiting on the budget to see, do they get an extra €4,000 power-up grant or not. It's long-term incentives. And I know there has been mention in various manifestos about reducing the VAT rate, about PRSI rebates, and those are the type of things that we want to see.
So when the candidates come knocking on your door now, they're the issues you want to see prioritised?
I think the cost of business as a whole. So the government need to come together, whoever that government will be, and say, well, how are we going to support these businesses in the long term? And do we want these businesses to survive? Because as we know, corporation tax receipts that we currently have in Ireland are going to reduce substantially over the next 5 to 10 years. And that's probably going to be a bit quicker now that Donald Trump is in power. So our corporation tax rates will reduce, and we're going to be relying on the small and medium enterprises again. And we need them to be in existence, and we need them to be making profits. And the government need to support that.
When it comes to extreme weather events, Ireland's largest county has had to deal with its fair share of impact and damage. From Middleton to Bantry and back to the city, flooding has been a recurring issue for the people of Cork. Sean Antunamuri is from the Save Cork City campaign group, and he says there should be alternative works carried out to try and protect homes and businesses from future floods.
One of the big challenges that we have in Cork is obviously flooding. That is predominantly associated with tidal flooding. And our objectives as a campaign would be to kind of look for a tidal barrier to protect Cork. And what that does is effectively protects the city economically and the historic vibrancy of the old city quarter.
When you study this and you do your research, looking down the track, is flooding going to be something that could hamper future prosperity of Cork?
Absolutely. I mean, if the ambition of the city itself is to grow its population and to grow the economic size, and for that to happen, Tivoli and the docks need to be developed. They need to be protected, and the tidal barrier is the primary thing that can actually protect them from tidal flooding. So the economic development of the city really hinges on the construction of a tidal barrier. There's a proposal at present to protect the city with walls, and there's a lot of concern about how these walls will work.
But then some people might say that this is the very infrastructure that's needed to continue operating their businesses.
I completely understand that perspective, but anyone who's from the city knows that Cork is a marsh. A lot of the streets flood from the ground up, so from drains and so forth. So what happens really is, if you had a wall scenario, you effectively create a soup bowl. So the walls are a continuous piece that will be around the island. The water comes up. You're relying on these pump chambers to push out the water.
So when the candidates come knocking now, what are you going to be saying to them?
We'll have a primary conversation about the tidal barrier, and also, I suppose, the rejuvenation of the historic city.
The heavy rain this week hasn't stopped the canvassers from going door to door. The constituency of Cork South Central has long been a producer of some high-profile names. So today, I'm off to visit the Turner's Cross area, where former Taoiseach and the Taoiseach Micheál Martin hails from, to see how voters here feel about the election.
Get the drugs off the streets, and there should be no allowances on the drugs, you know, self-use. Get it off the streets.
What, do you see it much when you're walking about?
I can see it every day of the week. Every day. They're living alongside of me. Not on.
And how has it affected you?
Because the smoke is coming up. I can't open my back windows or anything. They're smoking. Pipes. women, so it's not that.
The weed, is it?
I don't know what it is, and I don't smoke drugs.
A funky smell, anyway.
Yeah, it's disgusting. That's so it.
You'd be calling for more severe approach?
I would, yes.
And in Turner's Cross here, does it help to be from a place where the tarnish is from himself?
Not really. It's just as bad.
Is it a Fianna Fáil stronghold?
No comment.
I think the cost of living, the rate of pay, what they're offering, like, what the companies are offering, like, it's an insult, like, because people are not surviving at all, like, everything is going up and up, all the wages, like, the wage structure have to be looked at, whoever gets in there, like.
The minimum wage is increasing in January, but it's still not enough?
I don't think so, no, look, everything is going up and up, in restaurants and supermarkets and stuff, like, they have to survive as well, and so people everyone has to survive, like, at the end of the day, like.
Turner's Cross here now, being the Tarnish's home turf, does it make a difference? Is this a Fianna Fáil stronghold, do you think?
I'd say so. It's kind of mixed, I suppose. Like, but he would have a hold, and his brother would, I suppose, they would have a strong hold here. Like, but look, I'd say everything is up for grabs. No, I'd say it's hard to know what way it'll go.
Well, to be honest, housing is a huge issue. I have a son there with two small daughters, 15 years on the housing list. If you see what they're living in, they've no front garden, no back garden. The only time they can come and play is up to my house. It's unbelievable. Like, there's nothing. The health system as well. Like, there's people waiting months and months for appointments for even cancer patients.
My point of view would be that we're a wealthy country and our services are really poor.
And here in Turner's Cross, does it help having the Tarnish to being from here?
I suppose over the years it probably has, you know, the schools there, I'm sure they've seen the benefit of whatever money was going around. It absolutely does help to have a high-profile minister in Turner's Cross. You have to get elected and stay getting elected, you know, so that's the name of the game.
People on the streets of Cork sharing their views with Josh Crosby. And next stop on Josh's tour will be Limerick.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.